They're in the midst of a congregation. Can I talk to you a minute? There ought to be some rejoicing when the saints get together. You've been through something. You had a test. You had a trial. You had a situation to come up. And God brought you through it, didn't you? Ought to be a testimony. You had something you had to deal with during the week that probably wasn't too pleasant. It probably was challenging. Am I right? And when we come together, there ought to be, the saints ought to be ready to celebrate. Woo! Thank God for the victory! He did a thing, and in the midst of the week, he said, you won't be here Sunday, but look at me. I'm here! Huh? Even as you sit in this audience, there's things going on in your mind, in your body, in your life. It could be a financial situation. It could be a family situation. Huh? And you allow that thing to keep you silent. You allow that thing to bring condemnation rather than rejoice. I'm here. I'm here, Lord. And you've been good to me. You didn't do it to me. You didn't do that to me. But you kept me. You brought me. And I got my hands in the air. I got my mouth open. I'm telling you, thank you. But most sit there and mull over their problem. Huh? And say, I don't know what I'm going to do. If he can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. That's why he's after the joy of the saints. He wants you depressed. He wants you quiet. Because you're not saying anything, God is not doing anything. Faith is an act. Faith must be acted upon with action and words. You need to proclaim what is already true. And lift your hand because it's true, not because how you feel, not because of what is going on. Lift your hands and bless him and thank him. Let me throw something at you. Let me throw something at you. I'm having to sharpen myself up and clean myself up. We make statements that just isn't true. But it's a religious statement. And no faith in it. I was telling someone, and I'm going to tell you, because see, this is how we learn. You know, I know. How many of you watch this channel that makes all the, have all the machines, that makes all the different kinds of, makes all those different kinds of, how it's made, yeah, that's the name of it. It makes all kind of, they make all kind of food and all kind of stuff to work with. And you see that thing, and lay that sheet out, it's precise. When that laser lay it out, you don't see a little, it's just precise. I mean, you can't get it in straight. And when it's right, it's in perfect form. If they can do that with the machine, why can't we be precise in the realm of the Spirit? Why can't we? No, because we're lazy. We want somebody else to feed it to us. We want somebody else to do it for us. We want somebody else to do our praying. do our believing, and we just lay up there and eat it up. Am I right? Let me throw this at you. One of the famous words among word people. You ready for it? Oh, you know, especially we that believe in healing. You know what we say? You know what we say? I'm receiving my healing. Haven't you heard that? I'm receiving my healing. No. Let me get it right. I'm claiming my healing. That's the one I want. You can receive it because you need to receive it. I'm claiming my healing. How many of y'all heard that statement? You walk with somebody and say, how you doing? I'm claiming my healing. I want to know, why are you claiming? I told who that? Well, you Tim or AJ. You, Brother Tim. I said, you know that truck back there? You see that dually back there in the back? I walk up to him. I'm claiming that dually. I'm claiming. What would y'all think of me? What would you think of me? I said, hey, Brother Tim, I'm claiming that dude. How can I? What's the matter with me? I already got the title to it. It's already mine. I already got the keys in my hand, in my possession. Now, why are you going to let the devil? See, that's just mental access. Healing is yours now. Where you feel it? Well, it looked like it. God told you that you were healed. He didn't say, I'm trying to heal you. He said, you were healed. Yes, Lord. And just because a devil, just because of pain, just because a circumstance shows up in a spot, shows up, and the doctor say this, thank God for the doctor. We go to him. We use him. But that didn't change the word of God. God said you were healed. And you stay with until you get that to manifest in your body because you already been healed. God is not going to come down and heal nobody. Why? Because he's already done it. And we get some joy and some joy and some joy. Thank you, Lord. You heal me. You feel me. Hallelujah. 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 I think the church don't run enough. I think we sit around, we eat, and we sit. Somebody ought to have been on their feet. But we just sitting there looking. But bless God, somebody gonna run if I have to run myself. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. If God is good, we ought to let him know. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's my help. He's my strength. He's my sanity. He's everything I need.